And it is time for the FarmWare Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by FarmWare Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every Thursday, we're talking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, Tuesday the WASDE report came out, and most folks were surprised at some of the numbers. How did the markets react?
Yeah, you know, they hung right in there initially after the report. You saw a little bit of a drop. Actually, corn went down and did make some new contract lows slightly on the May contract, but we found a lot of support there as well. You know, that was right down in the area after the planting intentions report is when we made the initial contract lows, just barely broke them this week after this report. But, you know, we found buyers there. So it was I think that was a decent sign, even though the market didn't really go back up and do much after that. At least we found some buying support down at the bottom there and didn't continue to push this market lower. And, you know, for the remainder of the week, the last couple of days here after the report, it's been very slow, to say the least. You know, you're really not seeing much of a reaction to weather or anything like that yet. Just very small trading ranges. You know, beans finished up about four or so yesterday, and it looks like they're taking some of that back here today. But corn, you know, yesterday traded about a two and a half, three cent range. And, you know, it looks more of the same today, after closing about even after a monthly USDA report. So pretty slow week, to say the least, there as far as trading ranges.
Well, and also, Jalen, I know down in South America they are seeing better weather, and that's making for possible increased output. Is that impacting the markets at all?
Yeah, you know, I think that's putting a little bit of a cap on it here. You know, you look at our, you know, a little negative weather here. I won't say it's anything too positive. I'm in the upper Midwest, but, you know, on the other side of things, if you look at Brazil and Argentina, who grow, you know, as much or more than we do, they have pretty great weather as of right now. You know, an Argentine firm came out this morning and estimated both their corn and soybean crop higher, and that's after raising it last month as well. So, you know, they look like they have a really good crop on the way in Argentina. Brazil, you know, as we've said in the past, that second crop corn, you really don't know till May, June time frame to see if they catch the rains there. So we're still a little ways away from that. But as of right now, you know, everything's going as planned there.
When you also mentioned the weather here in the upper Midwest, is that impacting what analysts are maybe expecting for possible planting delays and either supporting or detracting from the market?
I think it adds a little more uncertainty for sure. You know, we showed the intended acres we had last week, and that's, you know, obviously if everything is, you know, if everything goes to plan and it's a pretty smooth sailing planting season where you can get your corn in, you know, as we're experiencing here, that's, you know, becomes a bigger question mark. I think, though, what you have going on is it's bad here. It's bad in the Dakotas, and there's snow in Nebraska as well, you know, on top of the problems they've already had. But you look at some other areas like southern Iowa, central Iowa, and through most of Illinois and Indiana, you know, a little wet at times, but they actually look pretty good, and the soil temps are really warming up. And, you know, there's a rain event that looks like it might come through early next week or later this weekend in those areas. If they wouldn't get all that much out of it, you know, they look pretty fit to start going. And, you know, you have to remember last year, too, that we, you know, we usually don't really start planting heavily until, you know, depending on the state, that 20th through 25th of April time frame on corn. And you look last year, too, you know, last year between April 29th and May 6th, 7 days there, the state of Illinois planted 42% of their corn crop in that 1 week. So, you know, if you do get some clear weather, some warm weather at the end of April, start of May, you can get a lot of it done nowadays, and you can put a pretty good yield on it too if you don't get pushed back too far into May. Obviously, you saw Illinois' crop last year, huge yield numbers. So, you know, I would say the trade is kind of wait and see mode here in the second week of April. If we move into the third, fourth week of April and we still have some issues and it's still cold and wet, you know, then that's a whole nother deal there, and you probably see a little more support in the market.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing resistance and support this week?
Yeah, I would say if we're looking at corn, May corn, I would show support at that 355 contract low with resistance at 368, I would call first resistance, followed by 374 on May corn. December corn, you know, that $4 mark, that now that we've dipped below it, you know, that's another hurdle we'd have to get back over, $4, and then 406, I would call the bigger one there, second resistance. November beans, 946 is pretty large resistance on November beans. You know, and it really helped the charts to see May, the front month contract here, May beans close the week over $9. You know, you have daily closes that help, but, you know, weekly closes are very significant as well. And if we can close on Friday over $9, I think that looks a lot more friendly than not on the bean chart, but we'll have to see what happens tomorrow.
So, of course, Jalen, the weather right now looking like it's going to be drier but cooler for the start of next week. What are some of the things that you're going to be keeping an eye on?
We'll have to get some heat with that for sure, you know, to get this stuff melted away. You know, and like I said, it's not just Minnesota, it's the Dakotas, it's Nebraska, it's parts of Iowa as well. So, you know, it's a large area we're covering, but definitely it's starting to get weather time. You know, I alluded to it's maybe a little early, which it is, but, you know, a week or two goes by pretty quick. And if we don't see a little bit of a pattern change and we don't see some warmer temps here and in the Dakotas, Nebraska, northern Iowa, Wisconsin, you know, it starts to become a little problem. Other than that, you know, I'm going to be watching, again, you know, wheat is something to keep an eye on. Spring wheat's really had a nice week here, so I think that keeps corn, even though you have other outside factors in play, that keeps corn in check and kind of holding stable until we do get some actual weather news and we can start a little run from there, I guess. So.
And this has been the FarmWork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by FarmWork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.